This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate votes next week on one of President Reagan's most ideological and least justifiable vetoes, the plant closing bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the ink was barely dry on President Reagan's plant closing veto last month when the House of Representatives overrode it. The Senate was tied up with the INF treaty, but next week we take up the plant closing veto. That veto's dead fish, Al, and it smells even worse today. President Reagan was sandbagged into the veto by right-wing business interests. Their position is as untenable as it is unpopular. They think workers have no rights, not even a right to notice before factories are closed. Jobs are lost, and they're dumped on the street. In a less ideological administration, Al, the president would have signed the bill. Workers deserve notice. Their livelihoods are at stake when factories close. Admit it, Al. This is an anti-worker veto, pure and simple, and it deserves to be overridden.
The Senate will hold strong on President Reagan's veto, Ted. That trade bill contains a whole gaggle of programs that have not one whit to do with trade. President Reagan said he was more than willing to sign an honest trade bill that breaks down foreign barriers against us. If your mandatory plant-closing bill is so darn good, it should stand tall on its own merits rather than dragging down a vital trade bill. Let the Congress vote on that provision by itself, and we'll see how it fares. Even your apparent standard-bearer, Dukakis, couldn't swallow one like that when he was governor. Did you check with him? Once the president's veto is upheld, the Democrats in Congress will then be the ones responsible for moving a good trade bill. My guess is that you'd scrap all the good just to make this an emotional electioneer issue. What's your pleasure, Ted? A good bill for America or some hoped-for partisan advantage? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.